T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But, man, we got a very, very, very special guest. We wanted to have him on the show since we started. And, my goodness, for the very first time, we are pleased to have join us the executive director of the Georgia High School Association, Dr. Robin Hines, who is in wonderful Lumpkin County tonight. Dr. Hines, welcome to the High School Scoreboard Show, 92.9 The Game.
It's good to be here. This is the first time this year.
Yeah, first time on this show, Dr. Hines. Huh. Appreciate it.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you. Okay, I'm gonna tell you what. That guy that was on a little earlier, he was doing it up. Now I need to hear him on Saturdays.
He's normally in our studio, and he got out tonight, so he's a little excited.
Well, he's doing a great job, no doubt about it.
Well, he's excited because he's out seeing high school football in our state. And there's a reason to be excited, especially this year when we think about how things were last year, and we did a great job. We were able to have a season. But this season feels so much more like the high school football season that we'd like to have, and I'm sure that our young people would rather have, Dr. Hines.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, I think people are comfortable. You know, they've been through this for quite some time. You know, there's, you know, obviously many that have had the virus and many that have been vaccinated, and there's a lot more confidence there. And of course, you know, we're still continuing to do those things to mitigate the adverse effects and being infected, you know. So we feel good about the way things are going.
Dr. Hines, did you have a busy week or anything? Was anything happening this week at the GHSA?
No.
Tell us a little bit about
that. We were just sitting around there, feet up on the desk, twiddling our thumbs.
Tell us a little bit about the people that don't quite understand how that process works for reclassification. Everybody just sees the final product, but how does that work, and what is your role in that?
Well, I sit and listen. I provide guidance. I provide data. You know, I try to look at the things that could be adverse and share that with them. You know, positive things. You know. Looking at the data that supports some of the things that are going on, and just make sure that there's enough information there that the committee can make an informed decision and put a plan together that they are comfortable and confident with of bringing it before the entire executive committee.
And then they vote on it. Oh, go ahead, Dr. Hines.
Yeah, and there's just a whole lot that goes into this thing, you know, as far as the prep work and getting ready and the many, many, many meetings that happen before it actually starts. And, you know, the committee has met many times, you know, as a reclass committee. And of course, we bring it and have that last reclass committee at the executive committee meeting that we had last Sunday and Monday. And it was put before, and the 3.0 multiplier is what passed resoundingly. I think it was like, you know, 15 to 3 abstentions. So, you know, we're moving forward, and, you know, we're just waiting for the FTE numbers to come in. They'll come in at the end of this month, and we'll put the plan together and release the classifications, and then there'll be 7 days that can pass for anybody that wants to appeal their placement in a classification. Once that's done, then the office will put everybody in regions, and we'll put that out there, and people can then have 7 days to appeal their placement in regions. And once that decision is made, we'll bring the whole group back together and ratify the new plan, and everybody will be able to schedule their games and move forward for there. But it's quite a process.
It is.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah. And I know this process, Sam, and that's why I brought it up, because I know Dr. Hine's answer. But I want people to hear that he does not sit around and zap regions or classifications and all that. The members of the GHSA, the schools and the regions, vote on this, and his job is to carry it out, regardless of what they decide. Right, Dr. Hines?
That is correct. That's absolutely correct. And, you know, one difference is that maybe we're more involved is in the past, the office, myself and the staff, hadn't really had anything to do with it. But what they have done is given us the opportunity to run those numbers and implement the plan and place people in regions, because obviously, you know, we have no bias.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to look at things like geography first. And it's really difficult because we have so many classifications,
mm-hmm.
which means you have smaller yep. regions and people are going to have to travel. But if the association wants to do that, then it's their association. Mm-hmm. It's an association of schools, and they're the ones that do that. And we're the employees. So you've got it absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head.
We're pleased to be spending the time tonight on the High School Scoreboard Show with Dr. Robin Hines. He is the executive director of the Georgia High School Association, a 3.0 multiplier. Is there another state doing that? I mean, who comes up with that particular plan for balancing things out? Was it submitted from another state or someone who's studied at another place, or just something that we originated and thought up here in Georgia?
No, there are many states that use a multiplier. I'm not aware of anybody that uses a 3.0. But, you know, what they've done is they've done a really good job of looking at the data. And what they're seeing is that there are schools that allow a lot of out-of-district students in there. They tend to perform well, you know. And so the thinking there of the committee is that out-of-district students – make a positive difference in the performance of your team. And you can only look at the championships and the playoffs and all that, and it's hard to disagree with that. Now, 3.0, you know, they felt like 2.0 didn't go far enough, that the same teams were dominating and this sort of thing. And at the same time, you know, there will be some people that will get moved up that maybe are not performing
right.
that well, not having that success that others are. And that's why those appeals are really necessary, because you don't want to take somebody that has not had success and continue to move them up, you know. So there's just a whole lot that goes through it. What comes out first is not going to be what the final product's going to be. I can promise you that.
That's right. And, Sam, he mentioned appeals. For people that don't understand, you may not like that 3.0 multiplier, but every school has the right to appeal and an opportunity to present why they shouldn't be in that classification, and then the committee can evaluate that. Right, Dr. Hines? Everybody can appeal.
You said it a lot better than I did. You exactly
look,
right.
That's Chris Parker at Pickens. You know, you send me an email, I get I'm your biggest fan.
But see, here's what I want to say about the 3.0 multiplier. It's not applied just to private schools or just to city
that's
schools.
Right.
It's applied to everybody. Okay, so if any school that has a lot of out of district students that are coming in that live somewhere else, you know, they are subject to that multiplier just like anybody. So it's not like anybody's picking on anybody or, you know, things like that. The same rules apply to everybody, and that's the advice that I consistently try to give. We want everybody to play by the same rules.
And this was a decision that was more about the other sports than football. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, when you go and you look at in one classification, for instance, and you got one school that wins 6 state championships and runners-up in 5 others, and then the other school in there wins those 5 and is runner-up in those 6, you know, there's a lot of people who don't feel like that they have an opportunity. And so that's why we are where we are right now.
All right. We got a minute to go with it before you go. You're at Lumpkin County tonight. They're taking on North Hall. What made you go to that game?
Well, I hadn't been here in a while, for one thing. And the superintendent, Rob Brown, over there told me that they were having a system-wide tailgate. And so they smoked 100 butts, had a great barbecue before
that?
we came up, and I've got a meeting up here in the area tomorrow, and I've got a vacation place about 30 minutes from here, so this is a great place to come.
How about that?
Yeah, especially when they got a spread. When they got a spread like that going on.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Dr. Hines,
you'd still be there eating if you were here. You wouldn't have made it to the game. It was that good.
Yeah. How about that? Rob Brown's a good one. He worked with me in Douglas County for a while. He's a great guy, superintendent.
I
didn't get invited.
I'll tell him before I leave.
Yeah, you tell him. Hey, Sam, Dr. Hines has been the most accessible GHSA executive director we've had in all my time in Georgia. He's always available to anybody. Dr. Hines, we appreciate you. Really do.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Thanks so much for spending some time with us tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.